Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Could a Trump trip to Camp David be in the works? The FAA has put flight restrictions over Camp David for this weekend. This has happened before, and Trump hasn't headed to the presidential retreat. But it is spring.
It's really quiet at 1600 Pennsylvania these days. Today's the second day in a row Trump has had a very, very slimmed down public schedule. The White House says his only action item is a meeting with National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Politico has put in the man hours to building an unauthorized White House visitor log. Our colleagues Andrew Restuccia and Aidan Quigley detail the visits, finding that it's often rich, white, Republican men who have Trump's ear. Some other interesting stats. Of the more than 1,200 people who have had direct access to the president as of Monday night, Trump has huddled with at least 270 business executives and nearly 350 politicians, mainly Republicans, but also dozens of Democrats. He's met in person or spoken by phone with 47 world leaders, most often the leaders of Japan and Germany, plus a vast grab bag of other figures from pro golfers to rocker Ted Nugent and Matt Drudge.
Andrew Restuccia, who played a key role in getting this project off the ground and who covered Trump's transition of power for Politico, emailed us the backstory on the database. The White House refuses to publicly release its visitors' logs, so Politico created its own, he wrote. Using pool reports, media accounts, and our own sourcing in Trump world, a team of Politico reporters spent the last few weeks building a first-of-its-kind database documenting as many of Trump's public and private conversations, phone calls, and meetings as possible.
Breaking early this morning, the AP has a story on the Trump administration taking the unusual step of searching for crimes committed by Haitian immigrants while deciding whether they should be allowed to stay in the country. Our colleagues Josh Gerstein and Nolan McCaskill have the latest on Trump's travel ban, where judges met in a two-hour-long session in the Fourth Circuit in Richmond. They report that of the 13 judges who heard the case, about three seem hostile to the injunction, while a half dozen or so signaled receptiveness to keeping it in place.
Paul Ryan is visiting a charter school in New York City today. Ryan's visit will be the latest in a series of high-profile visits by Republicans to the city's largest and most controversial charter network. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has visited Success Academy 1 in Harlem, and Ivanka Trump visited the same school shortly after the presidential election in November. Ryan is also on Fox & Friends at 7:30 this morning.
Andrew Restuccia, who's having a heck of a day, also has the scoop on the White House postponing its meeting on the Paris climate deal. There's been widespread disagreement about whether the U.S. should pull out of the agreement. Trump is expected to make a final decision sometime this month.
And there's more drama in the healthcare realm. So far, the White House is letting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell handle the next step in the process. McConnell has enlisted 13 men and zero women to lead the Senate GOP's efforts, New York Times reporter Robert Pear reports. Trump's decision to try and be more hands-off here isn't really all that surprising. McConnell is going to do what he wants either way. It's better for the administration to give him leeway at the front end. But Trump and his advisors are going to have to learn patience. One senior Hill aide said it might take up to a year for the Senate to move on health care. Senator Chris Coons told MSNBC yesterday that he doesn't think Republicans will get around to passing a final bill until after the 2018 midterm elections. To say the Senate moves slowly is an understatement.
A great choose-your-news moment this morning when it comes to NAFTA. The National Post is reporting that the White House called Ottawa to ask Justin Trudeau to help talk Trump down from scrapping NAFTA. The AP, meanwhile, is reporting that Trudeau actually called Jared Kushner first.
In the juice, we've got Ivanka and Jared spotted dining at Iron Gate last night near DuPont Circle. And we broke it first that Patriot Majority USA would spend six figures beating up on Republicans who voted for the healthcare bill. Now we've got their initial six-figure ad campaign targeting Representatives Fred Upton in Michigan, Rod Blum in Iowa, and Bruce Poliquin in Maine for supporting the GOP healthcare bill.
The Congressional Leadership Fund has its first TV ad in the Georgia 6th runoff, hitting Democratic candidate John Ossoff's significant number of out-of-state donors. And Lester Holt will interview Trump Thursday. It'll air on that evening's broadcast of NBC Nightly News, which Holt will anchor from D.C., and on Friday's Today Show. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.